proper 12. You bought a proper 12 till you get your arse kicked. You know what? If you know the date failed, is it really ghosting?
Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Gentle people, what's up? How y'all doing out there?
Gentle people, what's up?
Gentlemen, gentlewomen. I'm Jay, a.k.a. Jarve, a.k.a. The Human Tornado. Do you remember that movie?
The Human Tornado?
So,
no.
The Human Tornado was a movie. Black sport exploitative.
Black movie. Exploitation, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So was it, who's the star?
Rudy.
Yeah.
Dolemite. Man, those were some good movies, man. Yeah, man. Dolemite.
Kung Fuing all over the place.
Rudy Ray Moore. Man, yeah, the Human Tornado. Yeah, man. It was a good one.
And I'm Tony Cathy, to our gentle women and gentle.
Hold on, man, I wasn't done. You trash.
I mean, you getting that, man, you throwing my
time.
Here
we go again. Here we go again.
I'm telling you, I'm on.
AKA, not your baby's daddy.
Get the blood test.
Wow. Go ahead, man.
To the people out there, Tony Cathy coming to you. AKA Miss Cathy's baby boy. One of Miss Cathy's baby boy. To brothers, T Honey, the only. To the ladies, half man, half amazing. And to the streets, Doc Holliday. Because I'm your Huckleberry.
Keep bringing them.
That's hot, man. Doc Holliday, you remember that? You remember what movie that was?
Tombstone.
Man.
It's in my top five. What you mean?
Nigga, Wyatt Earp was my friend.
Wyatt Earp.
What, was it Billy the Kid? Who did he go with? What Billy the Kid? It was a cat he went to have a gunfight with.
Yeah.
And Wyatt Earp was like, he was Doc, I can't to. Billy. Can he? He's like, no, you won't win. And Doc went in his stead, and he was like, where's Wyatt Earp? I'm here on his stead. Well, whatever, let's do it. That joker said, say when. Didn't even pull his gun all the way. Shot him in the head from the hill.
Man, because he knew he didn't want to fight him.
He
didn't want to fight
him. My core ain't with you, Doc.
Great movie. If y'all haven't seen Tombstone, man, please by all means go.
Was that 90s? Check
it out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Good especially stuff. If you like Westerns. Good stuff.
So, man, census this week. I just had a conversation with you about, I had listened to a podcast. And I'm sure a lot of people have listened to it. I Am Athlete. And they had Cam Newton on. I think it was not this episode because they just came out with an episode, but the episode before this one. And learned that Cam has a hat line. So if you wear brims, check them out. They are super dope.
Yeah, man.
And he also because we've both been into, well, I've been into cigars a little bit longer than you have, but you subscribe to Cigar Aficionado.
Yeah, man.
And he actually had an article or fellowship down in Atlanta, is Cam Newton's cigar bar.
He was in Aficionado?
He was in Cigar Aficionado.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got to see if I can find that.
Yeah, in May and in June, because they did a review in
June. I
think
I started my subscription before then. And, yeah, I have to check that
but
out.
But it was in 2019 is when he opened up, man. It looks super legit, super dope. Yeah, yeah. So, shout out to Cam. Shout out to Fellowship down in Atlanta. If you are there, please go by. Check it out. I will be there whenever this COVID stuff is over, because I'm super COVID conscious. Stay away from me. 6 feet. Actually, 12. I don't like people anyway. If you know me, you know. I don't like people like that. So, yeah. What you got?
Power to the People. It's a podcast. And what it does is voices that speak truth to power.
And it's different excerpts from speeches done by different activists, individuals from our past, some our future, Carnell West, Martin Luther King,
okay,
Marcus Garvey. Even, and please forgive me, there's also, because I've been listening for so long, and maybe I need to write somebody and ask somebody about this, but they need to find more speeches by women that also invoke and push and empower our blackness. And so I can't remember the ones that I've heard. I was so shocked that I was listening to these individuals. Your girl from the 70s that they locked up in Cuba.
Was it Cuba? Davis?
Yes, they've got hers. So, but it's called Power to the People. And the cats that present this is Judas and the Black Messiah. But Power to the People should be easy to find. But it's just going to be tons and tons of different speeches and excerpts from different speeches from just timelines across the board. But pretty hot. Pretty hot. Pretty hot. So that's what I'm listening to. As far as what I'm seeing, man, you know, I've been doing, I don't know what it is lately, but on YouTube, what you can do,
stay on YouTube.
But for this reason right here, on YouTube, what you can do is you can put in, let's see, oceanic scenes or relaxing scenes, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can find either still pictures or it'll go through pictures, and it can be scenes of the ocean, scenes of beaches, and it's beautiful, and there's no music, or you can get it with music.
With music, right.
But so I've been digging that.
There's another podcast that I listen to. I've listened to them from Jump Street. I've actually gone to a couple of their lives. Shout out to my road buddy, best friend Carmen Eubanks. We went down to Atlanta to go to their live, but it's a Friend Zone podcast. Okay. But they had said the same thing. But, of course, I have been on them for a while because I watch the ocean and it's just relaxing music in the background. But I did not know, and they hit me up to it, is that the crackling fireplace.
Yeah.
Put that on the screen and just chill out.
That's hot. Yeah.
And then the crackling of the fireplace, no music, no anything. And it's just, I'll be like, oh, that's hot. So that was a hot one, man.
Yeah.
So if you are at home and you just want to chill or whatnot, and you don't have a fireplace or your fireplace does not work, just pop it on YouTube. A few hours of you'll get no heat from it, but you'll get the light.
So, man, what you tasting here lately?
So there's an MMA fighter. He's gotten into a few other things, but Conor McGregor, man, he has his own Irish whiskey. Everybody's up on Jameson usually. Proper 12, I say it has Jameson beat. I like it that much. Usually not. I mean, I'm a bourbon, whiskey, scotch drinker all the way around, but Irish whiskeys usually aren't my bag unless it's Jameson. But me tasting this, I got a new one as far as Irish whiskeys go. So shout out to Conor McGregor. Proper 12 is the name of that. Proper 12, super smooth. What about you?
Man, I've been tasting, man. I've been in the mood for some old school crock pot recipes. So, and I never used a crock pot like that before. So, you know, your boy, Captain W, hooked me up with a recipe.
What was it?
It was the, it was a Cornish hen, and I rubbed it with paprika and a blended spice blend, and then put some garlic in there, and he just told me to put in like not even a full cup of water, and close that thing off and let it do its thing on low, and it was nice. It was delicious. And so just embracing that whole understanding, you know, because single brothers ain't nothing worse when you do find someone you want to spend time with and a brother can't cook.
You know, I've
been ladies like that.
Yeah, I've been out on my own since I was 16. And I had to learn how to cook at an early age, fend for yourself. And a crock pot typically has been my really good friend down through the years, because you, at the age of 16 and you out on your own, you got to learn how to budget. Yeah, man. So if you can get a bag of beans and a bag of rice and some more stuff, chicken broth, or you can make your own chicken broth, you know, I'd learn how to cook. But you know, my uncle and my aunt own their own restaurant, right, catering, right, yeah, services, yeah, you know, all that good stuff. Shout out to Uncle Lamont. Just watching them do their thing, and amongst other things, like I said, I was always looking for a recipe, you know. LaQue, you know, going into her kitchen, she was always cooking something. Always cooking something. Man. And I hate that I couldn't get the recipes when she passed away. But I did learn how to make her fried corn.
Man, you never told me that, man. Fried corn, that's the truth.
But fried corn, the way we make it. Hello. That's a whole meal in itself. That is literally a whole meal in itself, man.
I saw this presentation. She was talking so fast. It was on Instagram, and it was a Hispanic sister, and she was breaking down. She's like, "This is how you make real Mexican corn," and she just broke down this recipe and was just making it. You know how they do it in edit shots, but I was like, "Yeah, I want to do that," because I've always liked fried corn, man. And everybody can't do it right.
Oh no,
because I can't stand in water. No. I said, "No, this is fried corn soup." Need a spoon.
Now, I was about to say, now there's a creaminess to it, but it's not super creamy. You know, it's not super creamy to the point where, like you said, it's a soup. It's more like it's not even a bisque. It's just thick. And I got like my women. Ah. So what else you got?
So we've covered all of them except for touch and smell. So what I got for you for the smell, it's by Lux Collection, L-U-X-E. It's a brand. The company is based out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
I got it at a fundraiser. They were there. Actually, it was some friends of my brother, and they just came through and happened. And we were talking about businesses and things of that nature. And all you have to hear is, I got some in the truck. That was ball game. Cause they had just left an event and whatnot. So I asked him for some of his products. He has, you know, you like everybody's got body oils, you know, everybody's got candles and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But these individuals have done their proper research and their mixing skills. They learned them from the islands, from Africa, from, we're going to even go up East Indian. They did a study of how you mix herbs and things of that nature.
I do the same thing.
Went through and I got this premium beard balm. Now you come up with a premium beer palm, we can talk. I got peppermint. Oh, I got peppermint, and what I really like about it is not only is the container attractive, it's just deep blue with a black top.
I like it. But the cobalt.
Right, but 1 ounce is 1 ounce. The bottom of it is not filled up with glass a fourth of the way, and then you fill it up. It's 1 ounce all the way through it, all the way through the bottle. Consistency of it is very smooth.
Peppermint.
It's not oily, and it goes to your beard, and it's there. And I love it. I love it. And I've got grays coming in. You know, gray hair can be very disrespectful.
So, I like the smell of it, man. But
yeah. Make it. But it's so, they do have a Facebook, but I'm going to find out what it is exactly. I apologize for that, and I'll give that to y'all the next
podcast. I'm going to throw this in here. They think they slick. I'm going to tell you why. With the peppermint, you think you're smelling your breath, but go in for a kiss with your old lady. I promise you, you're going to knock her off her feet.
It's Peppermint Beard Palm by Lux Collection, L-U-X-E. Out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I will give you the information on our next podcast. Apparently there have been some changes, so I'm going to don't want to give you the correct information, but look it up, do your research, see if you can find it.
Lux Collection, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. Be right back. We're back. While we were on break, we were discussing some stuff. Your problem, man.
Hi. Man, please don't do that. Where do you even learn that from? That junk is so annoying. God, it sounds inappropriate.
Hi.
What's wrong, man, to do, man? Something wrong with you, man.
So, what was the question that was posed?
As relates to the topic or what our last discussion was?
The last discussion.
Oh, no. We stopped with the sense of smell.
No. According to the topic.
Oh, what were we talking about? What were we talking about? Failed dates and ghosting after the first date. Basically, you know, what is a failed date? You know, when do the alarms go off that you know that, okay, this is done? And then, I really don't know, ghosting, just the mere topic. I'm not going to say why women ghost or why men ghost. So I guess we could say that after the first date. But yeah, man, because I've got daughters that are, you know, adulting.
And they are ghosting niggas.
So, no, they not, man. they are adulting, and dating is different. Now, even with COVID, which you know, has made some changes for people. But, yes, and but still, man, it's...
So, go...
So, how about we talk about failed dates?
Failed dates.
Okay, failed dates. Just
So, like you said, even the definition for us in dating to now, this generation, if I'm dating you, or we go together, or we boyfriend and girlfriend, we are exclusive, we are monogamous. That's dating for this generation. But when we were dating, or as our parents and our grandparents called it, courting, we could date or court as many women or as many men for the women as we wanted to, because we not exclusive. We just dating. I'm just dating you. Let's go out on a date. That's where dating comes from. Let's go out on a date.
But what? So what if we are on date 6?
Then we not dating no more. We going steady. We going steady, fool.
1950s, 1960s terminology.
That's where I got.
But I think that, first of all, I feel like that any brother that has a daughter, any man that has a daughter, definitely has to give the rules of engagement. And the
you better
you have to give them the proper tools and the proper weapons when it comes, especially if they're millennials. If your daughters were born in the 90s, it's a different type of youngin out there now. These ninjas, males, these young males are different. They watching, they playing these doggone video games. They watching porno. They watching all these doggone videos. So they watching they watching these reality shows, which means they are desensitized to what is real.
Have no clue.
And so, you know, they think that sagging and skinny jeans.
That's the difference. That's a different podcast.
I know that, but who told somebody that sagging and skinny jeans? I mean, you know what? You know, I see some outfits and the brother sagging.
Did you say sagging and or sagging in?
Sagging in skinny jeans.
Sagging itself is a whole nother topic, but sagging in skinny jeans. So you just bought a pair of jeans that you couldn't put on over your ass or your buttock. Excuse me. Fuck that. Over your ass. You couldn't pull them up, so you decide to sag them. Why you buy them $100 jeans in the first place?
You look like my hand in a glove, man, while I'm trying to pull it off. And one of them in some rubber gloves.
If it does not fit, you must quit.
Oh my gosh, bro! And then you know, it's different when you sag it in regular pants. Because even though they're holding up with the belt, they got some move room. Even they're doing the whole penguin walk, you know, the ridiculous. But when you see them cats in them skinny jeans doing
that. On either side, you can't run in either one.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Hey.
Man, we getting off topic, man.
Okay, so I told them, I asked my daughters. Okay, so when you start dating, or if you start going out, ask them, why do you want a boyfriend? Both of them paused. I said, so why do you want a boyfriend? I mean, Daddy, I'm going to have a boyfriend.
Like, okay, I can't wait to listen to this.
Right, but why do you want a boyfriend? What's the point? Help me understand that. Define to me the definition of boyfriend. Because if we do it if we take it at face value, the word boyfriend, it means a male that friend. You know, a male friend.
Yeah.
So that, and it's ball game. So that means you have a whole lot of boyfriends.
That goes back to dating. Because we're going out on dates. I can go on a date with as many people as I choose to.
But the problem with that is you can't tell a woman that.
Why not?
Because you was a hoe.
But that no.
The translation, and you know, I haven't done the study on this. I don't have the statistics. But
reach out to us, gentlewomen. Please reach out.
Being a male and have experienced women all my life, and then being married and still trying to understand women, and having sisters and aunts. If you are sitting at if you're on a date with a woman. And you're all just talking, you're having a good time, and you're like, okay, so when's the last time you went out? When's the last time you went out? Oh, let's see, I went out so and so with Kim, and then 2 weeks ago I went out with Tasha, and then blah, blah, blah. Oh, you just get around.
Okay.
Oh, you like that. Oh, you got
just because you
got a stanky dangus, huh?
Wow.
Because most women
we were screwing.
But that's what I'm saying. Most women assume that you smashing. So you know, that's a piece of information. I'm not gonna lie. I tell them to ask all the greedy questions straight up. I taught my daughters, when you're old enough to start dating, if first of all, the first date you drive, and if you're not driving, have somebody drop you off, but always have your reinforcements on deck.
On standby.
So in case you need to make a phone call. Then I always taught them to take a raggedy clutch purse, something they wouldn't mind leaving or whatnot, because if the date is going south, they can say, excuse me, let me use the bathroom. Leave their clutch there. Now, 9 times out of 10, he think you gonna come back because your stuff is right there. Mm-hmm. But now, first of all, your money's in your pocket, your phone is in your hand, and ain't nothing in that $2, $3 purse you got, so you ain't got no problem leaving it. And you go ahead, get on the phone, or if the door is conveniently right across from the bathroom and he's around the other side of the restaurant,
let's go.
You can go ahead and deal.
You got a couple of
and you out. Because he done said something stupid or awkward that just made the date go south. That made it a failed date.
Have you ever been on a failed date?
Yeah, I have.
What did you, so did you ghost?
It was bad.
Or did you run with the rest of the date?
No, I didn't ghost.
But did you after that? Did you have a second?
No, we did not. And it was a failed date. And I'll tell you, okay. I'm gonna just kind of talk about how it went, and then at any point in time when you feel like the date had failed, I want you to say failed date. And at whatever point in time, you know, like she stood up and her Adam apple was real big, failed date, you know, or the waitress came through and she started cussing at her out of her mind, failed date, you know, or her boyfriend showed up, we almost got in a fight, failed date. Yeah. You know,
okay,
so. I met this sister. I was in college. Met this sister.
And it was
her class was in. I would always pass her while she was leaving her class, coming down the hallway, and I was going to mine, doing that time change for classes. And so I noticed her. I could kind of tell she noticed me. At least I felt like she did. And so one day she went through, and I spoke to her. And she was cool. She was receptive. I think I complimented her on her shirt or something. Back then, you know, everybody's wearing cross colors and stuff like that. Anyway, she had something pro-black on. I remember it. Because we was all about the red, the black, and green. Listening to X-Clan and Public Enemy.
Man.
You know, so. Poor righteous teachers.
Yeah.
But, so we started rapping. Started talking. And we exchanged information. Started talking on the phone a little bit. But I already knew I'm not just going to just continue to just sweat her and talk and call her and everything, because I don't want her to give the impression that I'm looking for somebody like I like her like that and I want to go out. So finally, I was like, you know what? We've been talking on the phone for a little while, but we haven't been out. So, you know, what's up? Well, I'm just a little nervous about that because, you know, around that time, there was several instances of date rape and stuff like that. So I could respect that. And I told her, I said, well, you know, if you want, you could bring a friend. And so she was like, okay, cool. So who you going to bring? I said, no, I'm not. Bring a friend that you cool with. Tell her that you, just tell her the truth. Tell her you're not comfortable, but you digging me, blah, 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 whatever. She's like, no, you should bring a friend too. I was like, all right, cool. Well, so I brought one of my homeboys. We met, and he was like, man, this is not a double date, right? I was like, no, it's the, you kind of, she's bringing her bodyguard, and you like I'm not going to say plus one, but you like my backup so that she don't feel comfortable. We're not necessarily trying to cunt you. Yeah, uncomfortable. Yeah. We're not trying to hook you all up, but we want it to be balanced. She thought it'd be cool if I brought somebody so her friend could be good. So I think you could entertain this chick while I talk to her. Okay, cool. They said it's at a booth. I sat by her. He sat across from old girl. And then finally, her friend was like, you know what, y'all, all this exchanging back and forth, why don't we just switch seats? So she goes and sits next to my homeboy. And then I go around and I sit next to her. Well, immediately I could just tell she was kind of looking at her friend like, I can't believe you did this. She was uncomfortable. And so I just kind of put it out there. I was like, look, if you want to, we could switch back. And she was like, no, I'm fine. I was like, you know, are you still nervous? She said, no, I'm actually pretty comfortable. And so we all sitting there talking and having fun. And, you know, back then, Doc, it wasn't easy to send texts because you had to start with ABC and then go to
T9.
You know, you got to go through three letters to spell T9. One word.
Yeah.
So, but my boy and old girl was messaging back and forth. So he was like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. But I could tell they were talking. They had hit it off pretty good. It was straight. And so he went to the bathroom. And then I was like, he's been gone for a minute. He was like, she was like, well, I use the restroom too. So the girl I was interested in, was going on a date with, rather, her friend gets up, leaves, and then these fools don't come back. So when they don't come back, her purse is gone. He didn't leave nothing.
Fail date.
Right. Man, she immediately, and it happened after this when I said, okay, she has not came back. He has not come back. So why don't you go to the restroom and check on her? I'm going to the restroom and check on him. And she was like, mm-hmm. Okay. So I leave, of course. I knew they were gone. He wasn't there. I didn't have a phone at the time. So I come back. She comes back. She sits across from me. Can you hand me my purse, please? I was like, yeah, I give her a purse and everything. She was like, I drove. And so I don't know where she is. I don't know where your friend is. But whatever little plan that y'all put together, man, she starts going off. Because she's thinking that we was trying to do the whole double team screw thing, whatever, you know, get, you know, link up, whatever, or the friend was going to, he was going to, I mean, it was just crazy because I kept turning around. I said, well, if that's the case, that means your friend would have to been involved in. Also. Yeah. They don't know each other. So how in the world? No, I know. I'm because she like that, though. She like that. She'll
and then I'm thinking, why you invite her?
Nigga, why you invite the hoe? You invite the church girl or the librarian. I was like, so you know what? Let me walk you to my car. Walk me to my car. How I know that? I said, look, you know what?
Never mind.
You good. Yeah. You good. I said, you go ahead and have a good night. I'm out. Me and my homeboy, we both drove separate cars. I drove mine, he drove his. But man, that right there, and then she was getting louder. And I was like, shh, don't tell me to be gone. I said, yeah. I said, but you a lady. Man. Done. Then I found out that one of the reasons why she was so weird and nervous and stuff like that is because she was very passionate about, she was Jehovah's Witness. And so she was very passionate. And this is no strike against anybody, but I didn't even mean to say that. But nonetheless, she was very adamant about her faith. And it got around that she's been in classes. She was in the grill. And people start talking about stuff like that, and this chick would go loco.
And stuff like what?
I mean, just talking about just faith, you know, because nine times out of ten, somebody got something sideways to say about Christianity or Jehovah's Witness. And so, or if you're an atheist. And so, oh my gosh, this chick would go south. And I'm so glad I missed that, because I don't do good with public loudness and all that kind of stuff. I don't do it. But definitely a failed gay.
I walk away. God, dog. So, with me, though I know it was a failed date, I still went with it and gave
the whole thing
and gave the mother another chance.
You went through the whole date after it was done. Well, I'm not gonna lie. I never left a date early, even though I knew I wasn't gonna.
But
date,
you know me,
go out with her again.
Look, being my brother, look, you know me. You know I don't like hurting people's feelings, even though
they make me
hurt my feelings.
Right.
So, never left a date and actually gave these jokers a second chance.
Okay, so
and third and fourth. And
so let me ask you this then. So you've never had a failed date?
Technically, I have. But
you ain't gonna talk about
in layman's terms? No. Because I haven't.
Okay, so what do you think would be a dead ringer for a brother to be like, oh yeah, this is a failed date? Give a scenario as short as possible, straight to the point, that would be like, that's gonna create a failed date. If a sister does this or if this happens, blah blah blah, that's gonna be a failed date.
With nowadays, If a cat is on a date and she's consistently on her phone, that's a failed date.
Now, I'm talking about you. For you. Me? Yes, for you. Well, see, that'd be a failed date for me, period. If you constantly on your phone.
I mean, now. Yeah.
But, oh, you're talking about, okay, now. I think you're saying, because back then we didn't have all that. Yeah, right.
No.
Okay, copy
there
that.
Roger that. Social media, there was none of that.
Okay, so give me something else. Well, I got one for you. For me, we sitting there chilling, enjoying the conversation. I mean, it's obviously the energy is good. We having a good time. You laughing at my jokes. You making me laugh. I'm laughing at your jokes. We got things in common. And then you belch. I'm done.
If she belches,
I'm done.
It's natural, bro.
No, partner. A lady knows how to belch.
Man.
If she belches, like my granddaddy or like me, I mean, even if it's a short, excuse me, blah, 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 I'm done.
Oh, you're talking about
I'm done.
Legions of Doom.
I'm over here.
Road Warriors. Oh,
my mother. Never belts at the table. That was her worst thing, and that's how we were. And she's got five boys.
No. So
that was we were raised. That's not something you do at the table.
That's how you were raised.
Exactly. But then even look up manners for table etiquette. You don't belch at the table. Period. That's European.
Hold on, I'm gonna take that back
because in some cultures, if you don't belch, that's disrespectful.
Right.
You didn't like the meal.
So I'm about to hit you with. I mean, and if you know me, you know, I'm a little militant at times. But there's some WYPIPO shit.
What?
WYPIPO shit. Bruh, etiquette, you know I know all about it.
Okay, well then you know that you don't.
No, that's some white people shit.
No, that's not. You don't belch at the table, man.
Says
that's
who?
Ill-mannered.
Is it?
That's disrespectful, yes.
But you were taught by who?
I was taught this by my mother.
Who was taught by who?
Who? I guess I'm assuming her parents, whatever. But that's who proper etiquette.
Who were taught by who?
Okay, you go to a restaurant and belch at the table.
I'm not going to a restaurant first, though.
Well, so no. You can't substitute the situation to get out of it. You got to deal with the situation for the facts that's being presented.
So be it.
From what I'm saying.
So be it.
If I was to say, if COVID didn't exist or whatever, and you take your black behind to a restaurant and belch at the table, you know what? That's disgusting. People going to look at you like you're crazy.
I don't give a shit what they think.
So look in my face and tell me that belching at the table is proper etiquette in the United States. Exactly, partner. I tell you what, hit your girl up in Europe. What's her name?
Who, Val?
Hit Val up. Ask her in her culture, in the way she was growing.
Etiquette.
Ask her.
Because
the Europeans are all about etiquette, men, we, but why, babe, boy. They all about that. The English, the French. Though. Oh man.
Let's get back on subject, man.
Okay, so give me another one, because I got these all day, babe, boy.
I don't.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If we send, okay, the phone was a good one. It's awesome. Belching, that's just for me personal. But if we having a good time, we talking and whatnot, but I keep noticing every 30 seconds, every 10, 12 minutes, you want to bring up your ex. Failed date.
Manager. Oh.
Failed date.
I'm not going there. I'm not
failed
going there.
Failed date.
Because why you bring...
Immediate.
No, and not just immediate. Throughout our whole day. Hold on.
Right on.
Listen. I give you a second date. You bring this motherfucker up again. Hold on. Which one is it? Because you done brought up three now.
No, I'm done on the first date. If you can't stop talking about the brother, you're still not over him.
Because,
so we need to go ahead and pull this up.
What,
I'm going to give you this one, and then I'm going to give you some statistics. This one right here, for me, this is the immediate. This one right here lets me know what I'm dealing with. We having a good time, and you, I mean, we ain't in the conversation 15 minutes. Even if we started talking 30 minutes, but if you quickly go to the nasty, your mouth is just talking about licking booty holes and triple rolls and tootsie rolls and what you used to do, what you did, asking me questions about the flippage, the flampage, the pan side wappage. No. You not trying to get to know him. You trying to get to know me. Dude, that's a failed date for me.
She wants some of the hood?
She wants some of the smack and this. Yes. That's what she tried. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's not a date.
What?
So you said you've never ghosted anybody.
Yeah, I have. But not on a date.
After a date.
No. Because ghosting for me is like leaving in the middle of a date. Or having a date.
Right.
And then give the impression that you all going to stay in contact.
And then done.
I've never done that. Even if I know I'm not going to go out with you, we will have that conversation. Whether it be subliminal or straight up.
No. So I've given the impression that, oh, it was great.
See, that's that BS right there. That's that.
And then
that's that elephant.
But
shiitake.
Not even bull shiitake. You said that elephant shit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man. No, you have to understand. I don't like hurting people's feelings.
Whatever, dude. Hopefully, you're over that stage of your life, right?
Look, and seeing it. Oh yeah. I'm living my truth.
I'm telling you, that's another podcast too.
Another podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, man. No. Yeah.
Okay, so what would be a failed date for women that brothers would invoke and you could see a sister going, yeah, failed date?
Oh, man. I mean, just like you said with the chick, with the last one, the last chick.
Bringing up the ex. Okay, yeah. That's definitely a failed date for a woman.
For a woman. That's
definitely.
But not only that, immediately starts talk about sex.
Failed date.
How big your penis is.
Failed date.
For a real woman, how much money you have.
Yeah, that's a failed date.
Because it's not about the money.
Yeah, if you're bragging about your pockets, yeah.
You're trying to get something other than, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. For a sapiosexual, for those who don't know what a sapiosexual is for somebody who's turned on by
intelligence.
Yeah,
man.
Sapiosexual is a real thing. And they can be unattractive, but you will be attracted to them and you don't understand. And it can even lead to sexual thoughts, but it's all based off of intelligence.
Intelligence.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
What I think, not only with talking about your loot, talking about your dangus, talking about sex right off the bat, but if you get in there and you can't read the minute properly, there might be a failed date, Doc. If you get on there and
I don't know cats who can't read.
Yeah, man, but I'm just saying if you go to a certain restaurant, let's say you go to an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And now you don't speak Italian. But there's some words in Italian that apply to some dishes that everybody knows what it is.
Spaghetti.
Fettuccine. Okay. Alfredo.
Right.
If you can't pronounce something on the menu that the majority of the population, that might be a failed day.
But this is the thing, though. If you see an Italian menu and you can't pronounce something, you still can't read.
Man, that's messed up, man. Shut up, man. Don't be in so. No, see, man, see, what I said was cool. But see, then you want to pull out a razor and start cutting folks. No, you're not going to do that on here.
Okay.
Another failed date option for a woman. If everything was good, everything's straight, you know, garçon comes up.
Yes, sir. Would you finish with your meal?
Yes, I am.
Sir, would you like the check?
Yeah, go get the check. Come in. Here you are, sir. Take chocolate. Please come back. Good. Here you go. Take my car. Go and do your thing.
Excuse me, sir. Could I speak with you for a moment? Elf in the corner.
If it declines?
Eject. This says eject. What you mean is it, sir? In America. Eject, reject, delete. No. Done. Finish. Finito. Error. Negative. Wow. You can't pay for the check. Especially if she's got to pay. Yeah, that's a failed date, partner. I don't know too many women. Like, if we line up 100 women, I guarantee you 89 of those women are going to be like, I'm done with this.
Hold on. But with that being said, did I ask her on a date or did she ask me on a date?
Oh, yeah. But still, even so, I'm sorry. See, I'm a gentleman. So even if she asks me on a date, I'm going to pay for it. Because that's gangster.
No. You were insinuating that I wasn't a gentleman. This is
no, I'm not insinuating. Well, then so be it, man. Put your shoes on, put your boots on. Right, I'm trying to tell you, that's what you do, especially if it's a first date.
Yeah.
Even if she said, hey, you know what, Jarvis? You know, what I mean, I really like you. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I just want to just take you out. Blah, blah. Okay, cool. You are still going to insist that you pay.
It's already paid.
Unless you know.
You one of them dudes that
ain't. And you a good actor. Oh, no, I got it. No, please, no, it's okay. Let me do it. No, I can please let me be. No, it doesn't mean you're not being. Okay, go ahead, handle that.
No. It's already paid for.
Yeah, that's probably a failed date.
That's a failed date.
So, man, check this out. I
did some research, and these cats interviewed 1,000 women. And it said that 48% of those 1,000 women responded that they want men who are romantic. Okay.
What is romantic, though?
Okay, there you go. See, 26% of them believed in true love.
Okay.
28% of the 1,000 of women believed in love at first sight. I was
surprised at that percentage, but I think that would have changed. It would have been higher if you would go back to like the 90s or the 80s. I think that would be higher. Nonetheless,
93% of women prefer to be asked out on a date.
That's not easy to do these days, though.
6% of women prefer to ask a man out. While 83% of men prefer to do the asking, and a total of 16% of men prefer to be asked out by women. But you know what really hit me though? Is 10% of men might be waiting for a woman to ask them out on a date. Oh. 10%. So, I ain't never heard no mess like that.
So watch this.
What man waits on a woman to ask them out?
Is
in high school.
That's what you've been taught though. A woman, hold on.
I mean, that's cool if she does, but I'm not going to wait on a woman.
Oh, no, not to wait.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait on a woman.
If I'm interested in you, I'm gonna ask. You know, I'm not going to wait around.
Yeah, I'm going to approach.
So, but I'm all about equality. I am. I'm all about equality.
Okay, finish your thought, man.
No, go ahead. Because I'm going to cut that out.
I'm going to light my candle. It's my meditato candle. Man. He's starting to get deep, so I had to put a candle on it.
So, I'm all about equality. It's not about, a man coming to a woman, asking them out. Like I said, I'm not going to wait, because if I'm interested, I'll ask.
Right.
But if we dig in each other, it shouldn't matter who. Hey, if a woman comes up, hey, Aunt, would you like to go out? I think we vibe or whatnot. Let's go grab a drink. That's a gentlewoman asking a gentleman. So, yeah, man, I don't know.
So, if you had to give three rules, three fail date, no, do not do rules to a room of 1,000 men, what would those three rules be? Who's never been on a date? You're in a room with 1,000 brothers, never been on a date. I mean, they can be white, black, Hispanic, Latin, whatever.
Jew, Gentile,
but I'm just Protestant, saying, Catholic. Room full of men. And when I say brothers, I mean the whole thing. What are three things you would tell them not to do?
Not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring up your past. I mean, if she asks you to talk about your past, that's one thing.
Right. But even still, don't even dwell on it long.
No.
Yeah, because that means you're going to start talking and start dropping details, and she analyzing. She analyzes the whole time.
She don't. And women are super analytical. You do not want to dwell on anything too long.
Right. It's like, you talked about her for a while.
Man.
Like, I mean, but you asked. I mean, but I just asked you if you ever, you know, ever been in love. And you, like, talked to her for, like, 40 minutes. I'm like, nigga, you still in
Sheesh.
Love.
Sheesh. Man. Yeah, but that's one. One, I don't go out on dates.
So. But still, man, you've been on them, so use the rules that you had when you were.
But I didn't have any.
Dude, you had to have some don't do's. You had to do some stuff that you weren't going to do when you was going to go out on a date.
No, I just did. I am who I am.
Oh my God! So you sitting there at she tells you, I want seafood. You're like, okay. Okay, seafood is cool because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know seafood doesn't agree with you. So you go to the restaurant and then all of a sudden you start breaking wind. So you just going to sit there and just
no, I'm a hold
booty it. I'm, pop I'm, off I'm a, right I'm there.
No, so listen. With you saying that, if I'm eating something that doesn't agree with my stomach, I know how to control my
food. Oh my gosh. Here you go with this ninja training conversation, man.
Seriously. We still gentlemen. We still conversing.
So, I need you to be honest. I need you to be straight.
Listen. So, if I'm hurting, have you not donated? Don't front me. So, have you ever heard of a woman or a man having to break wind, but because they're in somebody else's company that they're super digging, they hold it in, and they be a who was that? Kevin Hart?
I've experienced that myself, but I'm just saying
I'm not going to.
Okay, so fair enough. But you tell me you don't have two more no rules. Man, I got a hold up on book.
I don't know.
You over 20. You mean tell me you can't tell you 20 year old cat that you know coming to you, hey, I'm gonna go on this date. You ain't got three things you can tell him not to do.
I can tell him what to do. I can't tell him what not to do.
Okay, well I'm gonna tell you I got three for it. Number one, the very first thing, do not at any point in time let her think that you do not notice her. Because 9 times out of 10, they put forth an extra effort to do the hair, outfit, whatever. Make sure that you do not miss an opportunity to compliment. Number two,
do not at any point in time, like you said, don't bring up your ex. Don't bring up your past like that. Let that junk go. And not to cover anything that we've already talked about, but one thing I feel like brothers should definitely make sure that they don't do. Don't oversmell yourself, because it's hard to eat when I can constantly smell your yolk cologne, your cool water.
Do cats wear that out there?
Wear something up to date too. Pick up some balm. Pick up some Dolce. Pick up some Saint Laurent. Pick up something black. Please do not wear
that Fabergé. Hold on, high karate?
Please don't wear that Fabergé high karate.
Do they even make high karate?
They still make it, man. But you know what I'm trying to find, man? If I can find me a bottle.
You better not say buy it.
Oh, man. No, man. I'm Fahrenheit, man.
What is that?
You remember Fahrenheit? Oh, man. I heard it all across the planet. Ooh, them sisters know what Fahrenheit is. Boy, make it do what it do, boy.
I bet none of our listeners have ever heard of Fahrenheit.
I'm telling you right now, because you about to drop the email and the Instagram and everything else at the end. So you send that to us. I'm telling you right now, how many sisters know about that Fahrenheit? Back then in the 90s when everybody was wearing cool water.
Yeah.
And Jope, and you walk into the spot and everybody smelled the same.
It was Jupe.
Jupe. And I made sure I did not smell like anybody else. So I wore gray flannel and Fahrenheit, because that's what them old sisters, that's the older cats was wearing. I got turned on to that Fahrenheit. The sisters go crazy. Whether I got play or not, it didn't matter. She told me I smell good. That is truth.
Darn. Cats, and now they were wearing Stetson.
Aspen.
I had some Aspen by my little gold leaf green bottle. Listen, better believe it, boy.
And it was all glass. It wasn't nothing plastic.
We're not even going to start with Avon, though, because Avon has some stuff that smelled good, too. I didn't fool with Brute, though, because it burned.
Brute?
Oh, yeah, my skin wasn't advanced enough for that. Old Spice.
How you wearing aftershave as a cologne?
Black suede.
Wow.
My Uncle Shua dabbing right hand.
That's it.
On the face and wipe it on his shirt. But anyway, and the last one, my number three is this. Don't come to date in everything matching. Don't match your shoes. It's like blue. Your pants is like blue. Your shirt's like blue. And your hat's like blue.
Don't do that. Especially if you dating somebody and you over your 40s.
Hold on.
Don't do that. Please don't do
it's
that.
It's funny you should say that. I'm not gonna go into how I know this.
I'm on a date with Fresh Prince.
For the people who know, you know. But that's just like wearing Nilla. In the fraternity and sororities, it's called Nilla or paraphernalia.
Wow.
So you gotta it. I'm just going to throw something random out there. For the males, theta. Let's say theta. Oh, let's go man. To Stomp the Yard. So you got a theta hat on.
Right.
You got a theta t-shirt on.
Right.
You got a
theta jacket on. Okay, bro. You theta. You go right.
You got some theta socks on.
And... You got the Theta watch and bracelet, the Theta necklace.
Pen. Oh, did I just let me? I don't need your pen.
I got my pen. And the whole time she going, oh, I see you got your Theta hat there. And, oh, you got a Theta pen. Okay, all right. In her mind, she thinking this ignorant motherfucker.
Not another one.
This extra mother.
She look. She's thinking
failed date.
Exactly.
Yeah, please don't overdress. Don't over cologne. Casual cool always rule. Casual cool is always a rule. And if it's a fifth dimension, then you know you got to make a decision, baby. You got to make sure your cut is fresh. You got to make sure your beard is right. It's itis, baby. You need to have the itis. It all needs to be right. All of it.
Yeah.
I'm brown.
We're going to cut out of here. Go to our last segment. Be right back. This is a segment we like to call Did you just yawn on the mic, man?
I don't think I did, man.
Lies and deceit. Drink and be merry. Final thoughts.
It's a different taste, man, for me.
What's a different taste, man?
It doesn't agree with my palate.
What's telling me?
Does it?
Are you talking about Proper 12? Yes. I thought you were talking about the conversation.
No, I'm talking about Proper 12.
Well, say that.
It's called Drink and Be Married. I'm talking about Proper... What else would I be talking about? But...
And this segment is called Relieve Yourself.
You gotta find a better drink. Even Big W say that.
I'm gonna throw some ice in there, man. Something, because y'all catch tripping. Okay. Drink and be merry. Final thoughts. So you're going immediately into Proper 12. Does not agree with your palate.
Yeah, Proper 12 does not. I'm not saying it's not a good whiskey, but it's not for me.
Okay. But so with you saying that, Jameson, would you rather have Jameson or Proper 12?
I don't like Jameson.
You don't like Irish whiskey?
No, I'm not gonna say I don't like Irish whiskey.
What other Irish whiskeys have you had?
I don't think that's necessary for us to disclose right now. I just said that I don't particularly care for Proper 12. Why we gotta be all?
But you said you didn't. You didn't like Jameson either.
On the doggone judge's bench. What? No, I mean I don't like Jameson. No, I don't.
So
I've had Irish whiskey. I had Irish whiskeys before. So, but do I recall what it was and why I liked it? No, because it's been so long, and since it was okay when I first had it. There was no need, no enthusiasm for me to go buy another bottle.
Heard. I like it. It's smooth, like I said before. Proper 12. Shout out to Conor McGregor. Even though you're a loser.
Wow.
What?
Man, that's so disrespectful, man.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Wait a
minute. Any opportunities for sponsorship that just flew. That's done.
He not checking for us.
Done. I mean, you never know. I mean, they know how to spam stuff out there so they see if their product is getting mentioned in different type of
scenarios.
I mean, I said I like it. You said it wasn't for your palate, but I said I like
it. But then you called the man a loser.
Did I? Is that what I said?
That stuff's not that strong. It'll cause immediate amnesia.
Connor, you're a winner in my heart.
Dude, that joke was so 3/8
awkward. It's 3/8 isn't it awkward? That was just
so ghosty. Last final thought.
Final thoughts. I feel like women expect us to be
perfect.
No. No.
Shit.
I think they expect us to. Yeah. But you know what? Yes. Yes, they do. Shit. Of course. Because that's you know, that's part of their, I mean,
their makeup.
You can't help but want something to be perfect, especially love or especially a date.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Because it leads to other things that they've been programmed.
Oh, man. Will you please chill with this Matrix stuff?
What, man?
You might have been programmed. For nothing. You have
you some, sure?
Yes.
You sure?
You have some women out there that are completely independent thinkers. And when I say independent, I don't mean just...
Outside of the system.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. So,
all as power far as, to the people.
As far as ghosting, yeah, ghosting sucks, but it happens. Have I done it? No.
You've never ghosted? Like,
No. I've never ghosted anyone. If I wasn't gonna go out with her again.
No. Ghosting, period.
No. I've never left a date. No, that's whack.
Okay. I mean no.
And I've never not called someone or talked to someone after I've been on a date with them. I've ghosted people.
I'm not gonna lie. I've ghosted people.
No. Now, if it was something ultra stupid,
you can kick rocks.
I don't call it ghosting. If you like acted a plum nut at a date.
One night stand.
I've had one.
One night stand. That's a ghost.
One. No, it's not. Because I still talk to her afterwards. Went by, had dinner the next weekend and everything.
Hold up. You just didn't want to bang again.
No, I mean, we kicked it again. But
that's not a one night stand.
We was cool. No. When I first met her, we kicked
y'all,
it. Yeah.
Y'all.
But
y'all,
we was cool.
Y'all not boobs.
Yes.
Shout out to
H Town. What's wrong with you too? Yeah, you, man, but that one I didn't ghost. I mean, we was cool. We had a vibe. So I went back again. But we cooked, we hung out.
So this next episode, if you hit it and it wasn't good, are you going back? Are you? You going back?
Well,
next episode.
That,
okay. I mean, you ain't got to answer that now. But if gentlewomen, please let us know if you've had penis and it was no good. Did you go back for seconds thinking that that was a fluke? Or did you ghost?
Well, ladies, if you have some ideas that you want to hear us to discuss, drop that on
A Gentleman's Convo on Instagram, Gentleman's Convo on Twitter, Gentleman's Convo, A Gentleman's Convo at gmail.com. It's our email address. So you're just going to interrupt the whole flow like that? But these are our final thoughts. And we'll holler at y'all later.